Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But the big news of the day while we were out yesterday was that via Daron Payne's social media, we got some clarification on what led up to Payne punching Amon-Ra St. Brown of the Detroit Lions. You'll remember that in the locker room after the game, Javon Kinlaw said that St. Brown hit Payne first, something that I took great issue with. I know you were annoyed by because it sounded like loser talk. It sounded like a guy whose friend had just done something dumb defending the dumb thing that his friend had done, because that's exactly what it was. But this was Kinlaw in the locker room after the game.
Daron only retaliated because the refs literally saw the first punch, you know what I'm saying? And I don't blame him for the way he reacted, you know? And tempers got to flying. It is what it is. It's a physical game. Shit happens. But on my end, I just got to be smarter in certain situations and protect the team.
You saw St. Brown hit Daron?
Yeah, for sure. And they did too. Some bullshit. 100%.
So the last part there is actually true. The video came out. Payne posted it to his own Instagram. It shows him and St. Brown jawing and him shove St. Brown in the chest. St. Brown shoves him back. Payne kind of squares up on him. And right in front of an official, Amon-Ra St. Brown punches him right in the face mask. Closed fist. Official sees it, is watching them. Comes in and separates them. And then two plays later is when Daron Payne actually went up to after the touchdown Amon-Ra St. Brown and did what was a basically a boxing-level hook. Like, his punch a lot bigger with, more of a premeditated wind-up, if you will, to Amon-Ra St. Brown. But what Javon Kinlaw said was actually accurate. This was St. Brown talking about the incident on his podcast with his brother, what led up to the punch and acknowledging that he had hit Payne first.
This whole thing stemmed two plays ago. So two plays before that, I'm blocking. I believe it's number 20. It's like backside run. I'm cut off. I'm blocking him. He's low-key driving me. He got under me. He's driving me all the way back into the pile. Like, the play is kind of dead and he drives me down. Boom. So now I'm on my back. He's on top of me. I mean, good play by him. He caught me off balance. So he drove me down. I'm on my back. He's on top of me. Boom. I get up and, he's talking to me, whatever. I wasn't even saying much. And Payne comes out and bumps me. I'm like, what the fuck? So I hit him. And then he starts talking. And then I hit him again. And I accidentally hit him in the face. I didn't even mean to, jab him in the face. I just mean to, push him off. And I so happened to hit him in the face. And at that point, I was like, damn, I shouldn't have done that. Probably flag, whatever. Ref was standing right there. He didn't throw the flag, so that's that. After I do that, though, he grabs my...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So that's St. Brown. He goes on to say, you know, after that, they get together. Two plays later, he comes up and he punches him in the face. So it's true when Kinlaw says that Payne didn't get hit first. If that's your win, Commanders fans, see, I told you so. He was just reacting as if he's not the 1,000,000th guy to ever be flagged after someone does something first and you react. As if there weren't multiple plays for you to get back within your mental health and your headspace to lock back in. Yes, two plays earlier, Amon-Ra St. Brown hit him in front of an official, probably should have been a penalty, it wasn't, and that led up to the punch. Everybody happy now? Is that what we do? Now we claim victory? That he should be in trouble too? Is Tattletale, like, he did it first, see? The video shows he did it first. Is that what we want?
Very strange to me that this is the, see, we got him. If this had happened tete-a-tete. This had happened in real time where Amon-Ra St. Brown punches Daron Payne and he'd responded in the moment, I think I'd be a lot more sympathetic. Because even as it is, I understand in the heat of play and you know, as stuff goes on in this incredibly physical game where you're getting in a car wreck 70 times, you emotionally reacting. If you emotionally react in the moment, let's have offsetting penalties. I agree with you that St. Brown should be flagged, probably should be fined, right? Don't punch people in the face. I have a very simple way of going about it, where we just don't punch each other. And I think that's a great place to start, right? So he should absolutely be penalized, and I'm hoping maybe a fine comes out after this. Even he's admitted it right there on video, so there's no room for interpretation. He did it. He punched him in the face. Something should have happened. The fact that it's multiple plays later, after the touchdown, shows that this wasn't heat of the battle anymore. It was a, this is more important to me to get even with the guy that's quite literally half my size. And for whatever purpose, whatever the upside there is, whatever the reason you go up to Amon-Ra St. Brown and take a swing at him, congratulations. You got what you wanted. You get what you deserved. I have 0000 empathy, sympathy, et cetera, for Daron Payne because of when it happened. Again, if you're doing it in real time, if somebody punches you, you naturally react in some way. You push him back, punch him back, whatever normal, that's human beings. I get that. That was not. So St. Brown should have been flagged and should be penalized. I'm 100% with that. Daron Payne should be suspended for swinging multiple plays later.
And he was suspended one game, and he didn't get to go to Madrid. And now the Commanders' defense, going through one of its worst stretches in team history, trying to get right against a team led by a back who went for 200 all-purpose yards last week against another fledgling defense, is going to have a really hard time fixing itself and playing at a high level without its best player. Because I think Daron Payne, this football season, has probably been Washington's best defender and is their highest paid defender. Yeah, it's simple to me. It's loser talk to pretend as though him doing this two plays earlier is a good reason for you to do it two plays later. If you want to have the conversation that a flag should have been thrown on him, sure, I'll agree to that. Absolutely. That he should be fined as well. Cool. You think he should be suspended for that? I would say no. It's kind of it's not quite the same thing as Payne walking up middle of the ring, so to speak, squaring off and trying to drop him with a right hook. It's more of a, like, we're exchanging shoves and I kind of take a quick, look like maybe, you know, close hand, open hand, not sure, at the face mask. But even if you want to say, any kind of punch, anything that looks like a punch, one game suspension, he should be suspended too. Whatever, don't care, sure, fine, suspend him. None of it changes how I feel about the post-game interactions of Kinlaw and others, where they, rather than taking the decision to swing and get ejected to task, endorsed it. Said, I didn't have a problem with what he did because he got hit first. Loser talk. Still loser talk after seeing that video.
Exceptionally loser. So remember, the sequence is, so it's minutes of real time. Not just game time, where it's about 2 minutes apart, but real time in terms of now it's 1-1,000, 2-1,000. The referee's setting everything up. We have an offsides, and Javon Kinlaw then proceeds to get in Jared Goff's face. That's the loseriest thing that's happened in the entire sequence, by the way. Then the touchdown happens.
Well, he claps in his face after on the play where he's flagged for jumping offsides. And Goff says, based on what he told the local radio in Detroit, why are you in my face clapping? You're offsides. And he's like, Yeah, I was.
That's right.
He keeps clapping in his face.
Great, great Duke front clap there. Touchdown happens. Again, you've just been beaten. And now you go find the player to take a swing at him. That's the loseriest sequence of the season for those two guys. Congratulations.
By the way, you're
the king losers.
Did you see that Mike Florio talked to someone at the league?
Yeah.
About why Kinlaw wasn't ejected? Because he hit an official.
Yeah.
Maybe even inadvertently. I don't know. I'm assuming he's a pretty good dude.
I've seen guys ejected for less.
Absolutely. And the league said they didn't want to eject two players at the same position on back-to-back plays. So because they're down three touchdowns, because they play the same position, because they had just thrown out the guy that lines up next to him, they essentially take pity on Kinlaw and they're like, we're not going to eject you two. But can you imagine how embarrassing that would have been? Right after turning on that microphone, number 94 has been ejected. One play later, number 99 has been ejected. And both of your D tackles are meeting in the locker room like the Bash Brothers and Mighty Ducks getting ready for the shower. They could both be in the shower. Well, that sounds weird, at the same time. But you get what I'm saying, is that they could both have been ejected from the football game.
Yes.
And in different areas of the shower at the same time.
Potentially. And probably should have happened, to be honest with you.
The entire sequence was undisciplined and unruly.
Yep.
It was just a absolute...
It's an embarrassment is what it is, as far as I'm concerned.
Shameful. Yeah, as a fan, I felt shame. Embarrassment's the better word. But it was so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. And to see fans going, ha-ha, we've got the proof. Acquit. You know, this guy is innocent of all charges. No.
So you're telling me the player that was winning by multiple touchdowns, three at that point.
Three of them.
Was chirping you? I got news about some of the other hard stuff that might be coming down the pike
right, in
terms of football. Oh, man. God forbid there's a loose ball and someone's at the bottom of the pile. Yeah, these guys face a lot more difficult than the 5'8", 170-pound receiver saying, you know, leave me alone or whatever he's saying to him. Like, premeditated, go up to him after a touchdown and swing at him, eject, and suspend. That is correct.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem Healthshare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.